Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Right now we're going through relational verses from the Seven Deadly Friendships, which dropped on October 1st, and it's out there in the world living and breathing, and would so appreciate your prayers that that book would touch many, many lives and bring healing, especially to people who are broken in relationship. I just have a real heart for those of you who have walked through that, and mainly because I have heard your stories. I receive emails all the time from people who are broken and who's been walking through some hard times in relationships. That's where the rubber meets the road in our Christianity. It's how we love each other. Jesus said it's about loving God and our worship of Him and loving other people. And so this is my gift, hopefully a gift to the body of Christ, helping people walk through relational heartache and how to discern when to walk away and when to stay. So that's based on the Seven Deadly Friendships. Today we're reading Luke 16:10 in the HCSB Bible, and it says this: "Whoever is faithful in very little is also faithful in much, and whoever is unrighteous in a very little is also unrighteous in much." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a great version of the Bible, this HCSB. I'm appreciative of that, and this faithful in little and faithful in much. I just like the wording of that. But thank you so much for your words, Jesus, that you actually said these words. And these are your instructions to your church. And so many times, especially here, I'm praying from North America, where the church tends to want to be kind of splashy. And we tend to measure our churches by numbers and by volume and by bigness. And I personally go to a large, large church, so I understand this. We're all about splash. We're all about success. And yet, this verse reminds us that it's not the big, splashy things. It's the little things. And I'm reminded, Lord, of a time where I knew someone who was a con man. And he also, besides being a con man, which is the big, huge, big thing that he was bad at, but he also was cheating on his taxes. And I guess that's bigger than little, but I was seeing it in other parts of his daily life. He was cutting corners in different ways, and he was unfaithful in a little tiny bit. And that proved to me eventually, as everything unfolded and as I saw his life continue to go forward, it proved to be true. How people are in the quiet places and the small places and the little places is how they will be in the big places and the noted places and the famous places. And so, Lord, it's easy to point the finger out at people that aren't faithful in little and aren't faithful in much, but I pray this verse for myself, and I pray that for the listeners as well. Lord, today, as we go throughout our day, help us to be faithful in small things, in unnoticed things, in things that will bring us absolutely no glory, but that we just have this deep desire to have integrity in the small things, that even when no one is looking, we are the same people as if the whole world was looking. So Lord, in our finances, help us to be faithful in small things. In the way that we structure our time, help us to be faithful. In every relationship that we have, help us to be faithful to pray, to listen, to give, to shoulder burdens. Help us to be completely faithful in those little things. And Lord, give us discernment of the people in our lives who are unfaithful or unrighteous in much. Help us to know when we are supposed to confront, when we're supposed to say something, when we're supposed to bring it to them. Matthew 18 talks about coming alone to someone and saying, "Hey, I'm seeing this problem in your life." And then if that doesn't work, to bring someone else. And if that doesn't work, bring the church. And Lord, I pray that you would show us what to do if that's the case. But also, Lord, I pray that you would make us teachable, that we would be willing to hear about the things where we are being unfaithful in little and unfaithful in much. Lord, we want to be a faith-filled people, people full of faith. And we also want to be faithful. We want to be trustworthy to you. We want to know that you could entrust the kingdom to us. And so help us in the little ways and in the big ways to walk closely with you, to live in such a way that makes you smile today, to live in such a way that we know that we've done everything we can through the power of the Holy Spirit, not in our own strength, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, to make you smile, and to live a life of integrity. I pray all this in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me, and I am thankful for you. I hope you have an amazing week, and as you pray every day, I pray that this podcast has been informing your prayers and helping you to pray more and more with more dedication, with more verve and vigor and vim. And anyway, I hope it's been a blessing to you. Have a great day. Quick announcement, if you want to grow deeper with Jesus every day, as we've been praying these prayers every day, there's a way to do that now. We have 4 journals and they go by the season. So the autumn 92-day journal, and there's a winter one and a spring one and a summer one as well. And you can write down the scripture of the day, your own prayer, a place where you can list your gratitude and also the answers to prayer. And so this is just a way for you to take your pray every day experience and journal it for your own spiritual growth. This will help support the podcast. So just look in the show notes and you will find a link to Amazon to be able to purchase this 92-day journal this autumn. So thank you so much. And huge thanks to Tricia Goyer, who came up with the idea for me.